Welcome. We're in Maseches Tanis Daf Zayin Amud Beis, about four lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanino, says Rabbi Chama in the name of Rabbi Chanino. Gadol yom ha-geshamim ki yom shenivru shamayim va'aretz. A day of rain is as great as the creation of the heaven and the earth. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, har ifu shamayim mimal, that it should shower from shamayim, from the heavens, mimal above, ushchakim yizlu tzedek, and there will be raining down on tzedek, on righteousness. Tiftach eretz, the world, the earth will open up. V'yifru yesha utzedaka. And there will grow v'yifru yesha salvation utzedaka and charity. Tatzmiach yachad. It will cause these things to come, to spring up. Tatzmiach yachad, together. Ani Hashem birasiv. For I am Hashem who created Birasiv, who created it. Birasim lo ne'amar, says the Gemara. Doesn't say Birasim, that I created them. Ela Birasiv, but I created it. And that, presumes the Gemara, refers to rain. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's introduction of rain into the world is comparable kiyom shenivru shamayim va'aretz. And of course, the power of rain to be able to bring creations of the world the sustenance that they need. So when we experience rain, it's reminiscent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's entire creative essence altogether. Kiyom shenivru bo shamayim va'aretz. Amar Rav Oshia says, Rav Oshia gadol yom ha-geshamim. The day of rain is so great, Shafilu Yeshua para virava. Because on a day of rain, even general Yeshuos that we're worthy of in other contexts are para virava, they're expansive, they grow. Shenemar, as it says in this pasuk, Tiftach eretz v'yifru yesha, that the earth will open up, and yifru yesha, the salvation will grow. It explains the Ein Yaakov, that this refers to the fact that we insert Mashiv Baruch Moreh Nagashem in the bracha that has Rav Lehoshia, because there is a predisposition from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of greater Yeshua on a day of rain. Once the Otzros HaBracha are open, accessing them becomes something that is easier. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi. Says Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, Ein Hageshamim Yordim Ela Im Kein Nimchlu Avonoseim Shel Yisrael. Rain doesn't come until the sins of the Jewish people have been forgiven. Shenemar, as it says, Ratzisa Hashem Artzecha, that Hashem has favored the land. Shavta Shavis Yaakov, he's returned from the captivity of Yaakov. Nasasa Avon Amecha, he's carried or forgiven the sins of your nation. Kisisa Kolchat Asam Sela, you've covered up all of their chatoim, all of their sins, Sela. So this shows that once there has been forgiveness, there can be rain. Amar Lei Ze'iri Midahavas L'Ravina. So Ze'iri of this place, Dahavas, says to Ravina, Atun Mehocha Masdula. You extrapolated this idea from this pasuk. Anon Mehocha Masnisan La. We get it from a different pasuk, a pasuk in Melachim. Says the pasuk in Melachim, Va'ata Tishma Shamayim V'Salachta L'Chatos. And you, Tishma Shamayim, should hear from heaven, V'Salachta L'Chatos, and forgive the sins. This refers to the times of Shlomo HaMelech, where when he finished the Beis HaMikdash, he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the tefillos that people offer in the Mikdash should be responded to, in particular in times of drought. And it says that Tishma Shamayim V'Salachta L'Chatos, and you're going to forgive them. It's pointed out that there's somewhat of a difference between these two psukim, that the first pasuk seems to indicate that the rain precedes forgiveness, but it definitely foreshadows that that's what's going to happen, whereas the second pasuk seems to say that the rain comes once there has been slicha, once there has been forgiveness. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Breid Rabbi Chia, Ish Kfar Aku. Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Rabbi Chia, who lived in the Kfar of Akko, says the following: Ein Hageshamim Netzarim Elim Kenis Chayvus Anean Shel Yisrael Kilya. That rain is not withheld. Ein Hageshamim Netzarim. Rain is not withheld unless the enemies of Klal Yisrael have been Nischayvus Anean Shel Yisrael. They've Kilya. They've been condemned to destruction. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Tzio v'Gamchom Yigzalu Meimei Sheleg. That the dry and the warm seasons of the year, Yigzalu steal mimei sheleg, the waters of the snowy season, meaning that there is an extended dry season into when it should be a watery season, meaning the drought has been extended. She'ol chatanu, they have sinned. Of course, the Mefarshim point out that this Sonean Shal Yisrael actually refers to Klal Yisrael themselves. It's just the Gemara likes to speak in a way that's never derogatory towards the Jewish people. And so therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is that Sha'ol Chatanu, that if we've sinned to our depths, then the season of the drier season, of the hot and dry season, will overcome the rainy and snowy season. In other words, a drought will be extended. Amalei Ziri mi dehavas Ravina, Ziri of the Havas said to Ravina, Ason mehacham asnisulo. You learned this from that pasuk. Anon mehacham asnisulo. We learned it from a different pasuk, a pasuk we're all familiar with. Ve'atzar es hashamayim, and he will stop the heavens, meaning there'll be no rain. Ve'avadata mehera, and we will be destroyed. Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, Ein agisham netzar ne'el bishvil bitul tshumos u'maisros. You know why rain is withheld? It's withheld because we were not makpid on tshumos and maisros. Shenemar, and it quotes the same pasuk, Tzia gam chom yigzlu mimei shelek, that the dry and the warm seasons are being gozel, are stealing from the rainy season. My mashma. So how do you see this? How do you see this has anything to do with Trumos and Maisos? Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. So we learned from a brisa of the house of Rabbi Yishmael, Bishvil Dvarim Shetzavisi Eschem, B'yamos HaChama, because of the things that I commanded you to do, B'yamos HaChama, in the hotter seasons, meaning when you go ahead and harvest the produce, you have to take Trumos and Maisros, Vilo Asisem, and you did not do these things. Yigzlu mikem, mimei sheleg, bimos gishamim. Therefore, the consequence of that will be, you will not have the gishamim during the seasons where it's needed, and that will undermine your ability to be able to have further sustenance. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, says Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Ena gishamim netzaren, ela bishvil, misapri loshen hora. That rain is withheld because of those who speak Lashon Hara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ruach tzafon tichalel geshem, ufanim nezamim lashon sosar. That the north wind prevents rain, and Hashem is angry when there is lashon sosar, when there is a secret talk. When there is a secret talk, meaning when people are talking lashon hara. Amar Rab Sala, Amar Rab Hamnuna, says Rab Sala, name of Ram Nuna, Ein Agisham Netzar, Melo Bishvil Azei Ponim, that rain is withheld because of Azus Ponim, because of arrogance. Shenemar V'yimonu Revivim U'malkosh Luhaya, because it says that the showers have been mono, they've been withheld. Umalkosh luhaya, and there has been no late rain. Umeitzach isha zona haisalach, and that's because you had the face of an isha zona, of a woman who is very inappropriate. Since you, what does that mean? That means that loch, that was like your face. Meaning the same way that a zona is not somebody who has any shame and goes ahead and lives life with compromised moral standards, and is willing to proposition people and has absolutely no shame with it whatsoever. So too, if we behave in that kind of manner, part of the consequence is we will have rain withheld. V'amar Rav Sala, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Rav Sala says the name of Rav Hamnuna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Lo Azus Ponim, anybody who is arrogant, Sof Nichshal Ba'Aveira, will ultimately commit an Aveira, Shenemar, as it says, like we just saw, Umeitzach Isha Zona Hayalach, that somebody who has the face or the forehead of a Zona, Hayalach, that's what it's like, because, in other words, because you have no shame, therefore you're going to end up doing an Aveira. Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman says even more than that. Biyadua Shenichshal Ba'Aveira. Someone who has Azus Panim, someone who is arrogant, that is an individual, that's a predictor. We know that that's already Megale, that this is somebody who themselves has sinned in the past. Shenemar Hayalach, because it says you had. Velo Nemar Yialach, not that you will have. This midah of Azus Panim, of brazenness, of arrogance, is incredibly detrimental to one's growth in Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem requires a certain sense of humility and openness and self-reflection, the ability to be self-reflective, to recognize in one's actions and in one's attitudes some of the limitations in terms of our growth as Ovdei Hashem. anybody who has arrogance, it's very difficult to pierce that attitude and be able to work on oneself and to grow and to be able to move further. Sometimes we encounter people who even think they represent Torah ideals and are even teachers of Torah who have these attributes. And somebody who's arrogant, even if they are a great Torah scholar, that's a pretty good indicator that there are other issues with their Avodas Hashem. It's not shayach that someone could develop into a towering figure of Talmud Torah and of Torah values and be worthy of leading the community and also be an individual who exudes a sense of arrogance. There's generally something there. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, kol adam sheyesh lo azus panim, mutar likraso rasha. Anybody who has azus panim, who's arrogant, who's brazen, you're allowed to call them a rasha. Generally, we're not supposed to call somebody a rasha. Even just calling someone a rasha is something we're not supposed to do. But you can out them, you can identify them. Shenemar, as it says, hey is ish rasha befanov, a person who has azus, a person who is brazen, ish rasha befanov, you can call him wicked, you can call him a rasha to his face. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchok, Omer Rav Nachum bar Yitzchok says, mutar lisnoso, it's permitted to go ahead and hate this individual. They're not together, says Rashi, v'haftal reyacha kamocha, shenemar, v'oz panov yeshuneh, that the boldness of his faith, his azus panim, should be transformed. Al tikre yeshune, not that it should be changed. Ella, rather, you should read it yishone or yisone. You're supposed to hate such a person. You're supposed to despise such a person. Generally, we relate to people. Avidanas kaladam lekafschus, and we relate to people and assume the best of them. When you're dealing with somebody who's arrogant, because that is so toxic to growth in Avodas Hashem, and we don't want that influence infiltrating anywhere, there's a heter to hate the actions of such a person. Amar Rav Katina, says Rav Katina, Eina Geshamim Netzarin Ela Bishvil Bitul Torah. You know why rain is stopped? Because of the chait of Bitul Torah. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Bishvil, so what does the Pasuk say? Shenemar Be'atzaltayim Yimach HaMikore. That through atzlus, through laziness, yimach hamikara, the roof falls apart, says the Gemara. Bishvil atzlus shahaya b'Yisrael, because of the laziness of the Jewish people, shelo asku b'Torah, that they do not engage in Talmud Torah, nasa sono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. The enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes mach, becomes impoverished. In other words, and here, of course, it means the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Again, we don't want to say directly that Hashem is doing something detrimental to Klal Yisrael, but in a hint, we say, Sono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach, he becomes poor in the sense that he's not going to provide the rain that we need. Ve'ein mach ela ani. And when we say mach, that generally means poor. It means an ani. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ve'emach hu me'erkecha. And if he is too poor for his erech and his assessment, vein mikra ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we say the word mikara, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar hamikara b'mayim ali Yosef, that the one who makes a roof, his upper chambers, his ali Yosef has water. Rav Yosef Amar Mehoch, Rav Yosef says, Samir, ve'ata lo ro'u or, when they do not see light, bahir hu bashchakim, the skies are very patchy, v'ruach avram v'ta'arem, and a wind blows and clears them out. Ve'ein or ela Torah. And or refers to Torah. Shenemar, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Because a mitzvah is like a candle and Torah is like light. And so that's what the Pasuk is saying. That when Klal Yisrael does not study Torah, bahir hu bashchakim, then the skies are patchy and the wind can blow them and therefore there'll be no rain. Tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael, we learned from the house of Rabbi Yishmael, afilu b'shosh rakia nasi behorin behorin, even when the sky has patches of clouds, lahorid talu matar, that can bring down rain and dew, ruach avrav taharim, a wind will blow and clear the sky. Meaning, even if the natural course of events is such that the world should, from a natural perspective, have rain at this moment, Kadosh Baruch Hu will intervene through the wind and prevent that from happening on account of our lack of commitment to Talmud Torah. Omar Ravami says, Ravami, Eina gesham netzorim ela ba'avon gezel. Rain is withheld because of the chait of gezel. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Hakapayim kisa or, that with clouds he covers up rain. Ba'avon kapayim kisa or, because of the chait of kapayim, of hands, which refers to gezel, Hashem covers up or. So ve'en kapayim ela chamos, and when we say kapayim, it always refers to chamos. It always refers to theft. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, u'mina chamos asher bekapehim, that when in describing in Sefer Yonah the theft, it says u'mina chamos asher bekapehim, from the theft that they had in their hands, in their kapehim. Be'ein or elamotar, and the word or in the pasuk has to refer to rain. Shenemar, as it says, yofitz anan oro, that he scatters his rain through or, through light. So therefore, because of Hamas, because of the chait of Gezel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholds rain. Maitakante. So what do? Yarbe b'tfila. You should pray a lot. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayitzav alea b'mafgeya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can command the rain because of a mafgeya, because of someone who asks for something. Vein pegiya el tefila, and pegiya, encounter somebody. An encounter always refers to tefila. Shenemar, as it says, v'ata al tispalil be'ad ha'amazeh ve'al tifkabi. Don't pray on behalf of this people, and don't tifkabi, which also means don't engage me, don't ask me. So that teaches you that it refers to tefila. Ve'omar Ravami. It says Rav Ami, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says in keo habarzel v'hu lo ponim kilkal, that if the iron is dull and one does not sharpen its edge, imra'isa rakia shekeo kabarzel, if you see the sky that's as dull as iron, milahorid talumotar, because it is not brought dew and rain, bishvil maisa hador, that's happening because of the actions of a generation, shehein mekulkalim, which are mekulkal, which are negative, which are destructive. Shenemar, as it says, v'hu lo ponim kilkal. And it, the who, referring to the people, lo ponim kilkal, did not connect to the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilkal. And therefore, that is something that is destructive. Maita kanton, what is the fix? Yisgabru birachamim, they should increase their tefilah. Shenemar v'chayolim yigaber, because the chayolim, the legions, the armies, yigaber, can still be successful, can be strong. V'yisron hechsher chachma, but the advantage of wisdom is greater. Kol shekenim hukshu maaseim miyakara, and certainly, there would have been rain if they would have done the right thing altogether. And the Gemara goes on in the next daf to further interpret this pasuk as referring to other things as well.